A Brief History of Child Labor by
Malcolm,
Sarah,
Tate,
Asim,
Devin,
and Mark.
I'm Samuel Slater.
And I'm Frances Cabot Lowell.
And together, we work to change American industry forever using child labor.
I was born on June 9, 1768, in Great Britain. I was an apprentice at a cotton mill for 11 years. After hearing that Americans wanted textile technology, I memorized as much as I could of the designs and came to America at the age of 21. There, I started a textile business, creating what would eventually be known as the Rhode Island System.
I was born on April 7, 1775. I was an educated businessman and conducted trade with many different countries. During my years, I became convinced that America needed to manufacture its own goods. So in 1814, I opened a textile mill in Waltham, Massachusetts, and created what would eventually be known as the Waltham-Lowell system.
I represent the thousands of children who worked in the textile industry in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. My job in the textile industry was very taxing. I worked 80-hour weeks and was paid very little. I was expected to educate myself after work, but I was so exhausted that I had trouble learning anything from the lectures.
If I take British technology to America, I could get rich.
Blimey, you traitor! Darn you, I'm calling the fuzz.
I'm going to hire kids because they're cheap.
That's pretty good. I'm going to do that too, and with my army of children, I will take over the textile industry.
This one choice would change the world forever, for better or for worse.
I came to the U.S. in 1789 and opened the first American water-powered cotton mill in 1790 in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Later, in 1803, I created a town called Slatersville, where I opened a mill to hire whole families to work.
In 1814, I opened my first textile mill in Waltham, Massachusetts. In 1822, I built an even bigger mill in Lowell, Massachusetts, which was named after me.
I'm looking for whole families that I can hire to work at my textile factory. Any takers?
I've just been laid off. If you can pay us, we'll do it.
But Daddy, I don't want to go to the mills.
It's for the well-being of our family, sweetie. We'll take it, Mr. Slater.
I was called the father of the American Industrial Revolution by President Andrew Jackson and brought textile technology to America.
I expanded on techniques used by Slater to pioneer mass production technology.
Slater stole our technology and crippled our economy.
I had to do very hard work, but I was able to get an education and help my family.
Thank you for contributing to this special broadcast on child labor. We would also like to use this time to thank some foundations that have made this broadcast possible, and contributions to this presentation from viewers like you. Thank you.